100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Not dead yet? Let's hear some stories. Yes, stories, more than one. Why? It's the weekly challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week for weekly challenge number 509 is thoughts. Okay, I'm listening to what you're thinking. Okay, that's good enough. Good night. No. We've got stories from Muncie, Tom, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Aubrey, Serendipity, Amy, Norval Joe, Tura, and Danny's returned, and also Planet Z. God, that's as white as the Oscars. No one knows who is white or black or Asian or Chinese, although those two would be the same. Does that include Indian or Swedish or, I don't know, Martian? How do you know? And as for all this talk of the Oscars, I mean, if folks are making good movies and then they're making shitty movies, I mean, let's say that the movie Vamp with Grace Jones were to come out. Do you just add that as a token nominee? Oh yeah, most of them are white, but you know, most people are white in this country and most are in the Oscars. Hey, when did you get your ballot, right? It's a selective, non-inclusive process. If you lend it credence, if you lend it power over your life, okay, then it feels unfair. Oh, well, it's a part of my job, and then... Well, fix it. Find a way to fix it. Ruin your ballot. They don't allow write-in ballots, or write in something anyway. Protest. Do the back-of-the-bus thing equivalent. Or, God forbid, make movies that don't suck. I don't know. But the producers want this. But the film companies want this. Establish your own. Come together and establish your own. There's enough folks out there that have made $20, $30 million a picture. Okay, don't buy another mansion. Work on a business. And make it lean. Make it mean. You know, the Blair Witch Project was actually pretty good for something cheap. If you have good directors and good, you know, stagecraft, and you build around it, you'll build up a reputation, and then Hollywood gets involved and fucks it up. Just like these podcasts. Oh, all the rich people and all the gimlets, and yeah, when NPR is considered the big kid on the block, you know it's fucked up. And is Leo Laporte still doing stuff? I don't know. I listen to the ones I listen to. You know, Matthew Sanborn Smith is trying to good night, beware the hairy mango. That was some of the best writing out there. And it just, I don't know. And all the big media, you know, Time and Newsweek and what, they're all handpicking the winners. You know what's a winner? The ones who feel like they've won. Me? I just write. I record. I wouldn't want to get 10,000 media inquiries a day and fan mail and this and that. Who wants that stuff? That gets in the way of writing. That gets in the way of imagining. You get so wrapped up in yourself. Ugh. You want to curse me with success? Do it after I'm dead. Until then, one a day until the day I die. And let's get back on track. Here's Muncie. Maybe he'll brighten the day, you Januarians.
Greetings, Januarians. Muncie here, and I've got another story for you. Or do I? I do. On Film Going by Christopher Monroe. I've seen Inception, presumably. I mean, It's the type of movie I would see. I love Chris Nolan. He makes interesting, thinky blockbusters that blend spectacular visual effects with densely packed ideas, and I respond consistently well to his films. Also, Batman. Plus, I remember watching the film, enjoying the performances, and talking on my way home about whether Leo had woken up or not. I remember it vividly. But, in spite of all that, if it were just a case of someone putting the memory of the movie Inception in my mind while I slept, how would I know? Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzyMunzy. That's it for me this week, Januarians, but I'll be back in 7 days with another story for you all to enjoy. Or will I? I will.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Story average, 16.17. Story total, 8,220. Movement. Surprisingly, Justin the Space Turtle moves ahead of Guy David. Welcome back, Justin. Lizzie moves ahead of Guy David with 125 stories in a row. And your Hubble Scribe ends a run of 5.5 years of stories in a row. The mail server ate my stories, spit them out, but didn't send them on. So, come and get me. And my story tonight is called Your Own Steps in Flight. I thought about you today. I remember the day I took the picture tacked to the wall. Something had caught your interest, and just the shadow of a smile graced your face. I thought I had boxed up all the photos after the funeral. But this one had somehow escaped the purge and was hiding under McCall Stirr's report. Just a corner was showing, just a small edge of your hair, but enough to send me sailing through time and space. I thought we would grow old together. Wasn't to be. I think I'll leave that one on the wall. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 509 on the topic of thoughts. One thought that I had while listening to last week's podcast was that, you know how some stars, distant stars, could explode and it'll take years before we find out because, you know, light takes that long to get here. Well, Lawrence, you've got 2 years of stories in the queue, and your podcast is called One a Day Until the Day I Die. But heck, you could be dead already and we wouldn't know it because the last story hasn't yet reached us. Just a thought for everybody who's listening. Anyway, my first story is called Blue Book. Jeremy opened the exam. His eyes skimmed the first question, then the next, and the next. He started to panic, all rational thoughts gone from his mind. He didn't understand how this was happening. He had studied for this test harder than any previous one, and knew the material cold. For some reason, all he could recall were songs from his favorite metal bands and strategies for winning at Fallout 4. Only then did it occur to him that studying for the exam while listening to music and playing Fallout might not have been his best strategy. And my second story is called Deep Thoughts. John had no real foreign policy experience, but years in politics allowed him to fake it. He would listen to subordinates, ponder, stare at a point in the distance, and prepare to deliver deep thoughts. Examples included such gems as, "Peace is important to the region," and "We would be gravely concerned if Iran developed nuclear weapons," and the bumper sticker classic that "War is not the answer." A newcomer asked some of the old hands why they didn't challenge John on his vague statements. One veteran finally broke the awkward silence. "Well, the last time we insisted the boss come up with concrete guidance instead of his usual vague bullshit, we got James Taylor in Paris. Never again." Well, that's it for me this week. I will be back next week with more stories.
It was spring. and the young man turned his thoughts to love. Rather erotic trysts in the back of the school bus during football games. His target was Myrna Cotton. Jerry wished her mango was a little more pert, but he couldn't be too fussy, given the time he had to join paunches with Myrna. 3 days after his encounter with Myrna, Jerry was at the chemist buying cures, identified as oils, compounds, expectorants, coated tablets, drops, liquids, water, purifiers, balsams, renewers, balms, extracts, seltzers, preparations, vapors, and liniments. None of them worked, and Jerry's El Jefe had to be excised. I enjoy thought problems. I'll share one. You have an enemy combatant in your care. He knows where the bomb is hidden. You are alone with the man, and you have a toolbox full of pliers, hammers, and linoleum knives. What is going through your mind as you try to reason with the man and repeatedly ask him where he secreted the bomb? After 2 hours, he has said nothing but his name. You eye the pliers in the toolbox. Do you start pulling his teeth or ripping out his fingernails? Or do you give up and go to lunch? And the last one this morning is number 3. I have always thought that interventions were fucking rude. Some friends gathered together last night and sprung an intervention. They surprised me in my own living room under the pretense of giving me a going-away party for my upcoming yearly trip to Japan. I was really upset, but managed to hear them out without revealing anything, making excuses, or busting out in tears. One of them went to his car and brought in a big whiteboard filled with numbers. They showed me how much I had spent on rehab, medical bills, drugs, and alcohol. I got sober at 2 this morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's Richard, and 3 stories this week. The first is Fool's Gold. Having secured the ogre as best he could, double granny knots, a squirrel hitch, and 12 turns around the nearest tree, the hobbit's thoughts turned to the gold. He was now rich beyond his wildest dreams, but he had no idea how to move the treasure, and he knew his travelling companions weren't going to let him keep it for himself. His thoughts were interrupted by a distant roar. Shortly after, the sounds of panic-stricken adventurers echoed throughout the forest, along with the sound of a very angry pursuing dragon. Oh, crap, thought Boggins. That's all I need. And this is the Gospel according to Norman. Advice regarding impure thoughts. If a man or woman, for in the eyes of the one true law, they are also men, would entertain impure and base thoughts, then it shall be an abomination, and they should be cast out and declared ritually unclean. For it is better to enter the kingdom of Norman adorned with filthy rags, yet possessed of pure and clean thoughts, than it is to profess innocence, yet be consumed with uncleanness and impurity. Alternatively, you can choose to keep your thoughts secret, and none will be any the wiser, for only a true fool admits to a smutty mind. And finally, this is I Had Thoughts. I had thoughts of writing a novel, but I didn't have the time. I had thoughts to write a poem, but the words just wouldn't rhyme. Oh, well, they would, but no matter how hard I tried, I simply couldn't make them scan. I had thought to become a man of letters, but I couldn't afford the stamps. Then email came along, and it's just not the same. All my literary leanings came to nothing. Books, blogs, journalism, never successfully. However, I found my niche. 100-word stories. At last, something I can do. Damn it. 4-word short. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Well, it's not really a story, but a few thoughts, questions. All right, so here it goes. How much does a thought weigh? Is it as light as a flowing feather, or as heavy as a broken heart? Is it as light as your deepest love, or as heavy as your worst fear? And how much does the future weigh? More than the past? Less than the present? How much does a thought weigh when you're afraid? Does it make you stare at the sky? Or does it make you sink in the ground? Is it as heavy as a string of tears? Or as light as a row of beads? How much does a thought weigh? And this was my non-story for the week. I hope you have a great weekend and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hi, I am Aubrey-Lynn Jepson, and my blog is called The Taming of the Muse. The address is aubreylynnjepson.wordpress.com, and here is my story for this week. Can't you just not think about it? Stop stressing yourself out. Breathe. It's frustrating, to say the least, when people treat your illness like it's all in your head because it has to do with your brain. Can't you just stop being diabetic? Stop taking your insulin. It will be fine. Are words you would never hear them say. No one tells you to just pull yourself up by the bootstraps when you have cancer or acid reflux. The problem is, it's not just in my head. It's in everything I do. I would stop if I could. Trust me.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. We've all had those thoughts. You know the ones. The murderous, evil and cruel sort. Often spawn in anger, but always cold, rational, and considered. We've all imagined killing our boss, spouse, or that irritating guy at the bar. We've run through scenarios in our minds, planned alibis, and plotted how we dispose of the body. You all think that I'm twisted and freaky. But the truth is, I only say what the rest of you have thought, at some time or another. And you know that's true. Just beware. It's a thin line between thought and action.
This is Amy Thibodeau, inviting you to explore picturesque Bahamas on the region Amy. You're always welcome. Thoughts. Did you feel that? I'll do it again. Did you feel it then? Yeah, I saw your fine hairs rise. Would I pray for your buddy? Of course. I have the power, but I want the best result. So here's the question. Does a prayer to a facilitator exponentially enhance the energy of my thought, or, like electricity flowing through a long conduit, which may cause resistance. Diminish it.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 509 with a prompt of thoughts. I think. Well, here's my story. Durgle and Long John sat on a park bench, people passing by, apparently unaware of their presence. "Is what the little girl said true in the converse?" he asked his dog. "If you can be whatever you want by just believing, if you stop believing in yourself, will you cease to be whatever you were?" The wiener dog raised his eyebrows. Durgle continued, "The poet said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I think in my heart I am nothing, I must be nothing." Durgle patted his dog. "Thanks for believing in me, boy." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tura Brazoyanu here with a story about thoughts. Have you ever tried to think about the very thought you were thinking when you think about the thought? It's like taking a step backward to see yourself. When you think about a thought, you're not having that thought, you're having a thought about it. And if you think about the thought, that's a third thought. Just as well. If you thought about a thought that was itself the thought about that thought, your mind could get stuck in a loop. I reckon that's all that so-called enlightenment is. Tying your brain in a knot it can't untie.
We're recording. That's brilliant. Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer is back again. Well, occasionally. You know, I tend to let things go for, you know, months at a time and then suddenly think, you know, thoughts, that's a brilliant idea. I have a thought. Let's put it into writing. And that's what I did. And this is my entry for this weekly challenge 509, Thoughts. Some comedian once said, if you have a thought, maybe you should let it go. You bet I should. Maybe this comedian was too drunk or high to drive. Maybe didn't even have a valid driver's license. Has never before and never will respect the laws of decent society. Yet we try to be rational to irrationality, extend a hand in friendship to complete psychopaths. The type of person he used to represent in a court of law. So hand out some pretense and rage at the court of justice you now stage. It's all just a lie. My thoughts. That's my entry for this week. You want to see my previous entries? You go to DannyDwyer.wordpress.com. And I assure you, my WordPress page is not up to where you would expect it would be. But yet here we are. Have fun. Bye-bye, folks.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ted's magical penny allowed him to read the thoughts of others, place it on their skin, and the connection is made. Reading the thoughts of his dog, Sam, was so strange. For a week he wanted to drink from Sam's water bowl. He tried the penny on his cousin Albert while he was asleep. The twisted things he saw made him scream and vomit, and he ran away. Albert used the penny in a museum souvenir press, and it warped Ted's visions further. Ted spent years in a children's asylum, tormented and raving, until he choked on his own tongue.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of thought. What do you think of this one? Let me know. Put it in the comments at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Tweet about it. Facebook about it. Plus about it. Is there a Tumblr about it? Are there other sites out there? Put a comment up on the iTunes feed, I guess. Can you put comments on Stitcher? You know, fuck iTunes. I'm using Stitcher these days. I kind of like it. If you get more than one show stacked up in a particular feed, then weird things happen, but I'm sure they'll fix it. They now got the ability to sort, so it's getting there. It's not going to be perfect. I mean, iTunes sucked when it first started, and then it got a little better, and then it got worse. File management in a Mac. Yeah. Well, you just got to know how to do this and this and this. Oh, fuck you. All right, well, the next topic is camera. I hope you join in on us. I will see y'all next week, but until then, we'll have a whole bunch of stories up on the feed, including two by Tom, which I need to get out there. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.